the seventh of the last eight world championships have been women have won that relay. Did you guys talk about that at all going into it, or are you cognizant of the tradition in that event?
I mean, I think if you are competing for the USA, you're cognizant of all the traditions we have, which is just being really great in the pool. And one thing that I said to the relay before was, we are the USA, and we are going to be great. And I think that just comes from the training that we've done in the past couple weeks, being really confident in each other. And we all knew it was going to be special.
Anyone want to add anything to that?
It's just definitely awesome to be able to represent Team USA. We have talked about winning, and but it's just awesome to have these girls, and knowing that they're going to fight for you, and diving in the water, and knowing that they're going to do the, like, fight the same as you are.
Leah, you're swimming a lot of events, but you're getting better. Another best time tonight. What do you think is letting you keep, you know, improving, even as you go through this long meeting? How can you sustain that?
Yeah, I don't know. Everything's really different. I think if I was swimming the same event each time, it would get a little repetitive. But I think everything's new and exciting. And like Mal said, that she's gotten to swim on a couple different relays here. Each one is different. Each one is really, really fun. And I just think that's really special. And I think it's also special that it takes a lot to even get on this relay. I know Mel fought so hard this morning, and she won a best time ever, and that really lit us up for tonight. Her leading off this morning, we all knew that it was going to be really special tonight.
Getting used to this yet? 3 gold medals now?
Yeah, it's still so surreal. We were talking, me and Mel, and these two too, just about how cool and like special it is to be here. The feeling doesn't get old, being on top of the podium, singing the national anthem with your teammates. There's no other feeling in the world like it, and I'm just so honored, and it's been so amazing so far.
Has it prepared you for your first individual final tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited. These girls pumped me up, and being able to be given the opportunity and having the coaches believe in me to be put on the relay tonight was really special, and I'm just really excited to continue representing Team USA, and really excited to watch these girls continue to kill it.
Katie?
Ask Mel a question. She's the one that keeps us loose.
Yes, that is so true. She's the
All Mel can talk about is the ready room.
Leah mentioned, though, that you dropped time this morning to get on the finals this afternoon. What did it mean you didn't be placed to swim in the finals?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe that I got to swim on the finals relay this summer. I was saying, if somebody had told me that I was going to be, like, representing the U.S. on the 800 free relay at Worlds, I, like, would never have believed them. And it was just so awesome to have these girls. You know, even getting behind the blocks of the USA flag on your cap is, like, such an honor, and you just, like, feel ready to go when you have that cap on. But I was, like, getting to hear the national anthem on the podium was incredible.
Katie, one of your better swims of the meet tonight, and was there some frustration there? You wanted to put up a better swim than last night?
I wanted to put up a better swim than last night. I don't know if it was from frustration or just swimming for my team. And I think just knowing that I had this swim today, I think it's no better event or swim to come off of last night than this one. And I just felt really good warming up, just felt a lot better than yesterday, and just knew that I could lay it out there for my team tonight.
This is the third straight year you've been in this position, going in a good race and then kind of blowing it open. How much do you enjoy being in that position where you know you can open it up a little bit?
Yeah, I was just saying over there, I think I've anchored this the last two or three years, and I think this is the first time. I don't know what the splits were, if we were in the lead, but I knew Mel was like either right there or a little ahead. And so I just had so much confidence in these three that if we were right there, that I knew we could do it and pull it out. And I think just seeing them put up such great splits and just like seeing that we were like right on world record pace, like we've been so close to that for so long that I know that if we're close to that, we're having a really good swim, and we're on pace for a good race.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, guys.